The chairman of Oxfam International, Juan Alberto Fuentes, has been arrested in Guatemala as part of a corruption scandal dating back to his time as government minister. What unfortunate timing. While his arrest is not related to his role at Oxfam, it takes place as Oxfam is accused of concealing claims that senior staff in Haiti and other countries paid vulnerable people for sex. In connection with this investigation, the former Guatemalan president, Alvaro Colom, has been detained. Louisa Reynolds joins us now from Guatemala. Hello, Louisa.
Hello.
So, we said it's part of a corruption scandal. What are the charges, or what is the investigation of Mr. Fuentes all about?
The investigation surrounding former President Alvaro Colom and 10 of his former cabinet ministers, including Mr. Fuentes Knight, regards their involvement in a public transport scheme known as Transurbano. So this public transport scheme was set up in 2009 and was meant to provide a new bus service for Guatemala City called Transurbano. So what this is regarding is a trust fund, which was set up by a congressional order, which basically already named the companies that were going to receive the contracts for these routes. So it was a highly anomalous procedure because these structures, such as trusts, are very opaque and difficult to analyze in terms of transparency. And two, it was highly suspicious at the time and very controversial that the companies should be named before a public tender took place. So all the cabinet ministers who signed this decree are the ones who have been arrested today, including Mr. Fuentes Knight.
And are there any other additional charges against them, or is this the a sum of the charges that they poorly administered this contract for a new transport system?
For now, these are the charges, but it may well be possible that new charges will be brought against them because the CICIG, which is the UN-supported commission that is investigating this case and has also investigated other major corruption cases in Guatemala, has said that this is just phase one of the case against them. So we don't know yet if more people might be arrested in the short term, or if fresh charges might be brought. We still don't know that at this stage, but the commission has warned that fresh charges could be brought.
And does this reach into the current government of Guatemala?
No. I mean, this would, it may well be possible that among those arrested in the short term, we might well see individuals such as Mr. Alvaro Arzú, who's the current mayor of Guatemala City, because, of course, as mayor, the public transport system was directly related to him and his management of the municipal government. But this was two administrations ago, so really it doesn't have anything to do with the current administration. The current administration, though, led by Mr. Jimmy Morales, has faced its own corruption scandals, which is why current President Jimmy Morales doesn't really like the commission and has made some quite futile efforts to get the commission scrapped. He even traveled to New York to request that the UN should remove Commissioner Ivan Velasquez.
Clearly, I mean, this is very bad for Oxfam because their chairman of Oxfam International has now been arrested on a matter which has nothing to do with his chairmanship of Oxfam International. But are there any other Oxfam people in Guatemala potentially involved in this, or is he the only one?
No, so far it's only Mr. Fuentes Knight. I must say, though, that Mr. Fuentes Knight is a very respected person in Guatemala, and the news of his arrest this morning was actually met with disbelief by many people because he's never been suspected of any involvement in corruption before. He's very well known as an economist and intellectual for years, and really in his case, I mean, obviously the Attorney General's office and the CICIG will have to put forward their case against these people. But really, there's a lot of cabinet ministers who have been arrested purely because they signed this decree. So it's something that's quite controversial because it raises all sorts of questions regarding their responsibility of a public official through signing a document, even if that person hasn't been accused of illicit enrichment or graft per se. I mean, this is a very different case from some of the previous cases that we've seen in Guatemala, such as the La Línea case against Mr. Colom's successor, Otto Perez Molina, where it was clearly proven that there was illicit enrichment there. And what is striking is that Mr. Colom's former vice president, Rafael Espada, is not among those who were arrested because he refused to sign that decree because he said that he didn't agree with it and that he suspected that there was something untoward there.